Brothers and sisters in Christ, the story of yesterday's gospel, the story of Jesus making himself known to his two disciples on the road to Emmaus, is a story with great appeal. Even on a purely human level, we have no difficulty in placing ourselves into the situation of those two men, men who had followed Jesus with a great deal of hope and expectancy for a number of years, but whose hope suddenly seemed to have vanished into thin air. What a slow and tortuous walk home that must have been for them. And as we meet Jesus, stopping them, talking to them, revealing himself to them in the breaking of bread, again, there is a certain amount of appeal to this story of a hope that has been regained, of a friend who still lives. But if this is so on a purely human level, how much more is this story applicable to us on the spiritual level, at which we live and move and have our being as Christ's disciples today? Particularly, let us draw our attention and focus to the fact that in this story, Christ is the great opener, opening the eyes of the disciples, but also opening the eyes of the disciples through the opening of the Holy Scriptures. You hear those words again from Luke 24, the words about their eyes. Early in the narrative, Luke tells us their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And as you read on, it isn't until the breaking of the bread that they suddenly come to know him, and then he vanishes. And then the other opening that occurs is the opening of the Scripture. And I would therefore call your attention particularly to those verses that focus on Christ opening the Scriptures, and through that action, opening the eyes of his disciples. Hear his words to them again. O foolish men and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And then Luke tells us, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. So that a few verses later on, Luke can sum it all up and say, in the words of the one disciple speaking to the other, did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the Scriptures? Brothers and sisters, the action of Christ in opening the hearts of the disciples is, of course, the paramount story of this narrative. For here were men who didn't know him as their risen Lord, as the expectation fulfilled, as the one who did in fact come to visit and redeem Israel. And they came to know him in the breaking of the bread. I would, however, particularly focus on these words that recall for us how the Lord did it, how he opened the Scriptures them. For there is so much in that fact that is of direct relevance to all of us, as men and women of God who work daily with the Scriptures, who find in the Scriptures the source of our preaching and proclamation, who confess together with our entire church body and most of Christendom that the Scriptures are the only rule and norm for faith and for life in the church. It's important for us to recognize that what Jesus did in opening their eyes and in opening the Scriptures to them is something that he still does and in fact needs to do for us today. You notice how he did it. He began with Moses and all the prophets interpreting to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Today it's fashionable, as it has been for all too many years, to read the entire Old Testament without noting the things concerning himself. This happens, of course, to obscure historicistic approaches to the Old Testament. The Old Testament is, so to speak, read on its own terms. The scholar doing it doesn't find the things concerning himself. And I suppose this is part of the problem with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. It wasn't that they weren't reading the Bible. It wasn't that they were not setting aside certain times of the day and the week to study the scriptures. I'm sure they were. The problem was that they were somehow missing the things concerning himself. And in those words, brothers and sisters, there's a strong lesson for us. For it is that message, that concentration on Jesus Christ, that makes the Holy Scripture an open book. To be sure, we're not talking about some manipulative device when we talk about the things concerning himself as the key to the Scripture. In this case, it was Jesus who opened their eyes to understand the things concerning himself. And the things concerning himself in Moses and all the prophets did not yield a bland and innocuous Christocentrism, some kind of Christic concentration that didn't really focus on who Jesus Christ really is and what he was doing. In fact, when you hear Jesus himself talking about himself before the disciples recognized that it was he of whom he spoke, he asked this rhetorical question: was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? In other words, the things concerning himself in the Old Testament were not just isolated prophecies that this or that event would take place in the life of the coming Messiah, although these were doubtlessly included. But the entire Old Testament message, from creation to the covenant that God made with his people, to the promises of the coming deliverance, to the whole movement of God's chosen people that culminated in the birth of him who was, in fact, not only the new Israel, but the true Israel of God. All the things in the scriptures concerning himself, that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory. To see the Christ in the Old Testament for these disciples was to recognize that suffering and crucifixion and yes, resurrection were the name of the Christic emphasis of the Old Testament. But it's not just a story about a man who became a baby and who lived a good life and taught great teachers, but that the Old Testament things concerning him are things concerning his life and death and resurrection, his suffering and his entry into glory. It's a very interesting idea, is it not, that the scriptures were open. There was nothing mechanical about this use of scripture. It wasn't just a selection of this or that passage in the Old Testament used somewhat indiscriminately that brought about the lifting of the veil from the eyes of these disciples. It was when Jesus opened their eyes to see him in the scriptures that the scriptures became an open book. This is very reminiscent, of course, of one of the great passages in the confessional writings of the Lutheran Church. I have reference to the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, which in its great article on justification of the sinner, Article 4, in the German translation, unfortunately, only Justice Janus has it, and Melanchthon's Latin does not contain this wonderful reference to the role of justification by faith in Jesus Christ and what it does for the scriptures. Let me read those passages. After noting that the article on justification is the highest, most important article of the entire Christian doctrine, the German text continues by noting that the article of justification in Jesus Christ is of special service for the clear, correct understanding of the entire Holy Scripture, and alone shows the way to unspeakable treasure and right knowledge of Christ, and alone opens the door to the entire Bible. Alone opens the door to the entire Bible. How reminiscent those words are of the Emmaus story, of the disciples saying when he had departed, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scripture?" For it is indeed the message of Christ, the things concerning him, how it was necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory. That theme that runs like a compass pyramid throughout the Old and New Testament, that opens the door of the scriptures for us and for all men. Oh, that you and I, as men of God and women of God, as servants of Christ, would have that impress indelibly upon our hearts and consciousness, not only for our personal relationship to our Lord, but for our ministry in the church of Jesus Christ. This is not some kind of reductionistic appeal, as though only the Christ materials in the scriptures were important, as though all other things might be declared to be false or in error or not really historical, as the case might be. Not at all. And that was the mistake that some in our time have made with their emphasis on the gospel centrality of the scriptures. But it is important for the focus of our reading and studying and marking and learning and inwardly digesting, the focus of all exegesis courses at this seminar, the focus of every sermon based on the biblical text, is the message of the things concerning him, how it was necessary for him to suffer and to enter into his glory. Brothers and sisters, you and I need that message, and the scriptures need to be opened by him for us just as much as they did for the Emmaus disciples. Not because the scriptures are unclear, not because they're so vague, so difficult to understand, and so hard to read, but because the words spoken of Jesus to these disciples really has to be spoken to every man and woman upon the face of the earth at all times. Remember how Jesus addressed them when he began talking to them about this problem? "O fools and slow of heart to believe." That's where you and I are. It's not the scripture's problem, it's our problem. With this message of Christ suffering and entering into glory, beginning with Moses and the prophets and continuing throughout the New Testament, the problem is that you and I, like these men, are fools and slow of heart to believe. But praise be to God, the message of this text, the message of the Christian religion, the message of the Holy Scripture, is that Christ comes to us as he did to these disciples, abides with us through his word, in the breaking of his bread, and in the drinking of his wine, that is his body and blood. He continues to show himself to us and reveal himself to us, just as he did in our baptism, just as he does in the proclamation of his suffering and death. And he opens the scriptures for us from within, not in a manipulative way, not in a mechanistic way, but through the power of his spirit and the message of the things concerning himself. Praise God on this day that he has opened your eyes and mine to behold his glory, that he has opened the scriptures for us, that the gracious message of his love can be proclaimed by us to others. In Jesus' name, amen.